Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new movie, Last the Night, my guy Brian Austin Green. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Indeed, man. I'm fantastic. Are you kidding? I have a new baby, as you can tell from all the baby paraphernalia behind me.
Congratulations. Look at that. What number is this for you?
It's five.
Five.
Don't judge me. Yes, five.
Five, that's awesome.
My form of birth control apparently doesn't work very well. So
hey,
I'm gonna have to rethink that.
You're not shooting blanks, man. You're like the like the white Nick Cannon out here, just cranking them out.
I've actually heard I'm the Nick Cannon of Malibu.
Is that home now, Malibu?
Yeah, dude. I've been in Malibu for a while now.
Because you were in Toluca Lake for a minute, huh?
Bought a house in Toluca Lake, but never finished it and moved into it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think Megan Trainor is in there now. She ended up buying it and moving into it.
I just talked to her on the show.
Yes. Yeah. So her place in Toluca Lake over on, what is that? Cahuenga, I think.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby's old like carriage house or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of history there. Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, a lot of cool people have lived there. Congratulations again on the baby, Zane Walker Green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great, man. That's great. How's those sleepless nights treating you?
You know what? He's amazing, man. It's not that bad. It's really, I mean, he sleeps sometimes like 4.5, 5 hour blocks, depending on if it's dead or not. He's not a huge crier, which is amazing. He's a really easygoing baby.
That's so awesome. And any significance to the name Zane Walker?
So Zane was Sharna's choice as we were trying to come up with names. Walker was my choice. I'm not going to say because I'm a Star Wars fan, as most people know, as you can tell from the Darth Vader helmet.
Love it.
Skywalker. So we went back and forth for a little while. And then I thought about the fact that he is Sharna's first child. So I was like, you know what? Let's go with Zane. Like, let's do what let's give you that. The name Zane Walker is a really cool name. So
it is.
We went Zane Walker Green, and I love it. He's totally a Zane, much more a Zane than a Walker. You know how it is. Like, all of a sudden you see your baby and then it's like, oh, this name fits or that name fits. And you know, you don't know until you're holding.
Yeah. No, again, congrats. And how's Sharna doing? She liking motherhood?
she's great, dude. She's incredible. She's it's so nice to be in a relationship with someone that is so a 50% partner in life. I mean, she just absolutely the day that we were released from the hospital, I had a premiere for Last the Night here in LA. And she was like, "Oh, you have to go to that." I was like, no, we're just getting home from the hospital." And she was like, no, you have to go. Like, it's not even a question. And she's just like that. She's so supportive and loving and understanding. And it's an amazing relationship. And she's an amazing, amazing mother. I mean, she's been an amazing stepmom to my younger kids already. And so now to watch her with Zane she's special. She's an amazing one for sure.
Well, that's all you could ask for, man. I'm glad you're happy. That's cool, brother. Cool. So, oh, okay. So we got the director joining us now.
He just dropped.
I'm sorry. That's all right. All right. That's okay. I'm sure you can handle it. So let's talk.
His internet connection sucks.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's talk about your movie, Last the Night. What's the premise of this one, Brian?
So the premise is it's much more of like a psychological thriller than people would think. It deals a lot with mental health. It takes place during the pandemic. A teacher who is now teaching on Zoom has gone through a divorce. He's separated from his daughter, not spending as much time with her as he would like. He's living in a one-bedroom apartment by himself. He's just completely isolated, and he doesn't have people around him to give him any sort of positive reinforcement or, you know, tell him that ideas he has are insane. And so it's this guy, much like social media, just sort of going down the rabbit hole of it all. It's like, you know, I find myself on Instagram sometimes getting into like, why am I looking at baking cakes? Like, how did this happen? I started that way. So he does the same thing. He spirals completely out of control. He falls in love with one of his students. And he has this crazy idea that they're going to end up together and start a new life. And he hears some of the other students on a Zoom call talking negatively about him. And it just sort of it's the straw that broke the camel's back for him. He just needed the final push.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Is this based on any real life events, or where did the inspiration come from?
No. So Nick, the director, he came up with the idea. He lives in Sacramento. He's from Sacramento. And he was talking to one of the principals of a school that had been shut down. And the principal was talking about one of the teachers wanting to start using the facilities at the school, like to come use the gym and do stuff like that. And he was like, "Oh, you can't do that. Like, that's not allowed." And Nick had this idea of within the pandemic, like what would happen if someone that people are supposed to be able to trust, a teacher, this history teacher, just really snaps and really loses it, and is spending so much time by himself that he doesn't have. Again, he doesn't have that support system around him, which is really important. I mean, I think it's important for most people. People just sometimes need someone to talk to and a friend. And he just didn't have that at all. Didn't have a great relationship with his ex. But yeah, he came up with it from his connections, I think, with knowing a principal at a school, which ultimately helped us anyway, because he's almost the mayor of Sacramento. He knows everybody. Mm-hmm. So it was really helpful in finding locations and locking things down and getting support from the city to do stuff. So nice. he had easy access to permits and stuff like that.
Sure. But sure. That always makes it real convenient, man. And that's cool. Get to see you in that light, a little darker than usual.
Yeah, you should check it out if you get a chance, because the title is a little misleading. It's a little it reads as more of a thriller, and it's not so much a horror film thriller as it is a psychological thriller. So if you go into it that way, watching the erosion of a person, I think you get more from it than if you're just going in expecting to have like these jump scare moments and these things and this guy crazy and running around screaming and, yeah. And that whole song.
Yeah. Nick, very cool. Also in the works, a movie called Beautiful Disaster.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
Based on the book, which I haven't read.
doing that research.
Only because it's not really my type of
right
book. And I don't read a lot of books, to be honest with you.
So, it's our generation.
So, they called me about that. A buddy of mine who worked on 90210 for a while, he started building sets and then became an actor and has now been in tons of things. This guy, Michael Cutlitz, who you might have spoken to at some point, he reached out, or he had the director reach out to my agent, my manager, and they sent the script. And it's a really cool, it's a hybrid of a romantic comedy with also some thrilling aspects to it and a bit of like a Ocean's 11 kind of vibe to it. It takes place in Vegas.
Nice.
From what I've heard, I think it's being released next year.
Nice, man. Nice. Well, congrats on that. Cool title right there. Well, meanwhile, we'll be checking out Last the Night, which is available now on iTunes, Amazon, or video on demand. Brian, thanks for hanging, brother, and congrats on everything.
Dude, so good to see you, man.
You too, buddy.
Again, you look like 20. You have the craziest guns I've ever seen.
You're the man. You're looking good yourself. Hopefully, we'll see you in person.
Love you, brother.
You too, bud. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.